welcome to the January 2025 edition of The Seagull, the place to stay up to date on everything you need to know about the 102nd Intelligence Wing at Otis Air National Guard Base, right here from beautiful Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I'm Tim Samlin from Public Affairs. Let me get you up to speed on what's going on here at the Wing. Welcome to 2025. It's a whole new year and still no flying cars. Come on, we were promised flying cars by now. We're about 25 years behind on this. Can someone look into it? Elon? Hello? Hello? As we dive into this week's episode, we'll take a quick look at a few of the notable stories that hit the Wing's social media over the past few months. We'll close out the Seagull with a little bit from our end-of-year wrap-up from the Chevrons podcast. But first, we hear from Chief Christopher Hurl, 102nd Intelligence Wing Command Chief, as he talks about focusing on professional and personal development, caring for others, and he reflects on the end of a 38-year career.
After 38 and a half years of service, this will be my last drill weekend with the 102nd Intelligence Wing. I would like to take this moment to reflect on three things that helped me throughout my career in the hopes that will benefit those of you who might like to become leaders in your organizations, chiefs, or even the next command chief. First, regardless of how busy and chaotic life can become, never lose focus on your personal development. Make the sacrifice of time and potentially money to become as educated as you possibly can. Colleges, professional military education, seminars, reading, and informal training all contribute to airmen who can think through issues, solve problems, communicate effectively, and build effective teams. Your education will serve you well wherever life takes you. Second, while you are focused on self-development, don't forget to care for others. Selflessly helping your airmen to be successful is the most rewarding thing you can do. Be there for them. Guide and mentor them. Take an active role in helping them fulfill their Air National Guard career. Help the airmen around you to fill their cups, and one day you'll look down and your cup will be overflowing. Finally, try and be patient. Things in life don't always go as we planned. Many young airmen get frustrated when the promotion or position selection doesn't go their way. Setbacks are inevitable, and you can't give up. I have seen countless logjams of people and resources suddenly break free and paths open for those who are ready. I myself was a tech sergeant for over 12 years, but I never stopped striving and trying to excel. Suddenly the dam burst and I had a number of opportunities. It is said that good things come to those who wait, and I am a good example of that. To all of the airmen in the 102nd, it has been an honor and a privilege to serve as your command chief. I will miss every one of you. Thank you for being a part of this great organization. Chief Hurl, out.
Here's some of the news you may have missed from the Wing's social media. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at 102IW and at our website on www.102iw.ang.af.mil. Airmen and soldiers of the Massachusetts National Guard joined in some fierce competition with New England Patriots players on the pickleball courts as part of the NFL's Salute to Service initiative. In honor of Veterans Day, 102nd Intelligence Wing members visited 20 veteran residents of Liberty Commons nursing home community to hear their stories and to thank them for their service on November 7th, 2024. It's important to reach out and support our veterans by appreciating and learning from their experiences and building on their legacy of service. Congratulations to the newest Massachusetts National Guard Airman who took the oath of enlistment on the field at the start of the 2024 New England Patriots Salute to Service game. During the event, Major General Scott Nauman, 10th Mountain Division Commander, swore in the newest Air Force, Army, and Navy enlistees. The NFL's Salute to Service Military Appreciation Campaign honors our nation's service members, veterans, and their families. Through this campaign, the NFL has partnered with the Bob Woodruff Foundation, the Pat Tillman Foundation, Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, United Service Organizations, and Wounded Warrior Projects. Since 2011, more than $73 million has been raised for these Salute to Service partners. And a special shout out to the Massachusetts National Guard recruiting team for welcoming these awesome enlistees into the wing. The 102nd Civil Engineering Squadron Emergency Managers conducted a natural disaster response exercise with the 102nd Intelligence Wing members on Otis Air National Guard Base on December 18, 2024. The exercise evaluated how wing members would respond to a simulated extreme winter storm that caused unsafe driving conditions and damaged base facilities. Members were expected to understand their roles within the Emergency Operations Center and Unit Control Centers and be able to effectively communicate to ensure the most effective response during any natural disaster type event. Read this story and all of our news on our various social media accounts and our website. January 20, 2025, the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday will mark the 30th anniversary as a national day of service. This day was established to honor the life and legacy of Dr. King and to encourage all Americans to volunteer to improve their communities.
The Department of Defense observes Martin Luther King Jr. Day to honor Dr. King's legacy of equality, justice, and nonviolent advocacy. This day allows the DoD to reflect on how Dr. King's work aligns with the military's core values of service, dedication, and unity. Service members and civilians are inspired to uphold respect and equity through local events such as fun runs or marches, in addition to volunteer activities like community cleanups and food drives, both within the DoD and beyond, following Dr. King's example of community service and giving back to society. This observance underscores the DoD's dedication to fostering a diverse and inclusive environment that values contributions from individuals of all backgrounds. It also reminds us to cultivate a workplace where everyone is valued for their unique contributions. Let's reflect on Dr. King's vision of a unified society and let it inspire our daily work and service to our communities.
We'll close out the Seagull with a little bit from our end of year wrap-up from the Chevrons podcast. As a reminder, you can find the Chevrons podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and most importantly on YouTube at chevrons.podcast.
That's what makes life worth living. You're always trying to aspire to be better.
I'm a big fan of mentors that want to help you get where you want to be,
right,
not where they think you should go or where the organization tells you you should go.
But we're told, again, that what we do is the most important thing. You know, so I was told, like, work hard, study hard so you can be a doctor. And but we find in the studies is that it's not about what you do, but it's more about why you do it.
No matter where, no matter what your rank is, no matter where you are in the wing, there's an opportunity to be involved and to help, or to be helped for that matter.
The example that you want for people to follow has to be the example that they see when you walk through the door. Any other is not really you. And if it's not really you, then you can't expect them to be themselves when they show up every day.
Thanks for listening to The Seagull. For more news from the 102nd Intelligence Wing, visit our website at www.102iw.com. www.ang.af.mil/links or search for 102IW on any major social media platform.